Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
Today on Vatican Viewpoint. As the process of review and renewal of the structures of the Roman Curia continues, church leaders, educators, local reformers, and observers, along with bishops, priests, religious men and women, and lay faithful all around the world are trying to understand what Pope Francis is asking of them specifically. Will Pope Francis Pull It Off is the title of a book by Father Rocco D'Ambrosio, a priest of the Diocese of Bari and ordinary professor of political philosophy in the School of Sociology at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome. Originally published by Liturgical Press in 2015 in Italian under the title Ce la farà Francesco, the slim, insightful volume seeks to bring the challenges facing the project and its leader, Pope Francis, into better focus. The result is an institutional analysis of the Catholic Church in the present day, one that offers provocative insights and significant fodder for further consideration on the part of insiders and outside observers alike. The author came to visit us here at the studios of Vatican Radio recently and spoke with me, Chris Altieri, about his latest effort.
First of all, I must be grateful to the publisher, Liturgical Press, because they asked me to translate, and now there is even a translation in Portuguese and Spanish. And the question, I think, is not an academic question only. It's even a question of simple people, priests and lay people around the world, because they appreciate or they follow or they are a bit suspicious about the reform that the Pope started. And when a reform is on, the first question is, where are we going? The reform is the good one, the right one for this moment. And so the question, will Pope Francis pull it off? I hope so. But the question, of course, is just to break the ice and to start a conversation, because not everything is related to the Pope. The Pope is the leader. The Pope is the shepherd of the Catholic Church. But we should ask if the churches, to be correct, the diocese, the parishes, the group, the movements, are following him, or even better, are understanding him and his reform.
You are careful to articulate a vision of Pope Francis the Reformer that relies very much on the fact that he is the occupant of the office that he occupies. He is in the See of Peter. He is the universal pastor. But you don't want it to be a sort of, if I could put it this way, a cult of personality where people being for or against the reform project are essentially taking a vote as though it were a popularity contest.
Yeah. In a narrow vision, there is the Pope and the followers. It seems, you know, for some reasons, a star and the followers, a singer or an actor or something else. While we must be honest, there is no chief in command. There is for some reasons, but we are talking about a community and the history of a community that starts in the Council, the Vatican II. And Pope Francis is so related, so close, so involved in the spirit of the Vatican II. And his reform starts from there. And so when we discuss about him, it's not the problem to create parties of movements for, against, dodgy movements. The problem is to discuss about the reform of the Council. I do believe that the Vatican II is still valid, and I think the Pope believes the same. And so we should discuss if this validity of the Vatican II, how we can apply it in many, many different situations.
Sure. The Council is valid. It happened. It's a matter of fact. We have the documents to prove it, as it were. There are not that many of them, and they're not that long either, is one of those things. Sort of shocking to me, the number of people who often have very deeply apparently deeply felt opinions about the council, the documents of which they haven't actually read. On both sides, we've had 50 years, and both the papacy of John Paul II and the papacy of Benedict XVI had as explicit goals, they stated it in their programs when at the beginnings of their pontificate, to implement the council. What's different this time around?
I think there are two differences. The first difference is that you are right, every single pope after the council wants to implement. Now the implementation is made by a man coming, the way he said, you know, from the end of the world. It means for a specific church, the Church of Latino America, and so with an experience, with a sensibility. And on the other side, the implementation is a bit difficult because in this moment the Pope is facing very big problems. Not because he invented this problem, but because in the congregation before the election, they gave you, he said in an interview, they gave you more or less an agenda. Look, the Vatican II is the guide, and the problems, the very big problems, are these. And probably they gave him a list. It's not so difficult to understand the list if we think, for example, first of all, the scandal of pedophile, the problem of power and money, not only in the Vatican, but even all around the church, in the diocese, in the religious orders, in the groups, and so on. The new ecumenical attitude, I mean, a new ecumenical will to rebuild the dialogue of charity, as Paul VI used to say, and other problems. So everything has been planned, to be honest. I think so. Nothing invented.
People have been surprised at the pace of the reform and its implementation. If the agenda was indeed set for Pope Francis as he came into office, for some people, the reform has proceeded rather more quickly than they expected or perhaps would like. For others, it's been too slow. What are we to make of those perceptions?
I like to quote a comment. We presented a book in an Italian university, and the rector of the university said, "I understand the Pope very well." And I said, well, I'm not so clever. And he said, "Yes, I understand, because when I run the university, I feel like driving a car. If I am too speed, I lose some people. If I am too slow, I lose other people. And sometimes I don't know what the right speed I should have." I think this is the problem. I think this is the problem. The church is a very big community, and there are many sensibilities, many ideas. I'm not talking about the doctrine. The doctrine is one. No, in dubis libertas, the Latin wisdoms used to say. So I'm talking about the dubis, the questionable things, and in this case, the strategy to apply a reform.
That was Father Rocco D'Ambrosio, priest of the Diocese of Bari and ordinary professor of political philosophy in the School of Sociology at the Pontifical Gregorian University. He was discussing his recent book, Will Pope Francis Pull It Off?, with me, Chris Altieri.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.